Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have you company. This week's episode is dedicated to helping you step into your full potential. First up, we have our resident psychologist, Simone Miller, discussing how to beat the beast of unworthiness. Getting out of your own way can be easier said than done, and Simone gives strategies on how to do that. And with the Dalai Lama's visit to Australia, we have the flourishing entrepreneur Alan Furlong freshly back from a visit to New York, where he discusses how elite FX traders are harnessing the potential of their minds and using meditation to increase their trading performance. In Mind Power, we also take a look at the benefits of meditation and the scientific studies conducted on this Eastern art. All of this is coming up after the break.
Most traders act like a little kid in the markets. They don't know that a great trading plan is their secret weapon.
Isn't it time you grew the f*** up? Register on tradinggame.com.au and grab our free trading plan template. It's a sign of being a mature trader.
Simone Miller is our resident psychologist who is focused on helping traders with depression, anxiety, trauma, self-esteem issues, addictions, and anger management. She works to ensure all her clients experience a nurturing environment for an improved quality of life and the ability to build skills and life tools. Her views on how to overcome these emotional nasties have helped traders immensely. Today we speak to Simone on how to beat that beast of unworthiness and reach the success you innately deserve. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Caroline.
So how do you describe people feeling unworthy of success?
Unworthiness is probably a feeling that we're just not appropriate or suitable for what we're doing or getting. We may find that we're consistently getting in our own way, even on an unconscious level, because we're afraid of the negative side of success and what it could mean for us.
It sounds so contradictory.
It does, absolutely. We can often be our own worst enemies and not even know it.
So why do you think this is such an important issue to talk about?
I guess what we really are talking to are traders. We're ambitious. We want success. We want to strive beyond just the basics. So it's one thing to learn all the strategies in terms of being a great share trader, but what if you're your own worst enemy and you don't even know it?
So what does unworthiness look like in people?
Look, it really can look quite different amongst different individuals, but some things you might want to look out for just to detect whether or not this could apply to you is, are you taking daily consistent action to get where you want to go to meet your goals? Is it possible you're wasting time doing unnecessary tasks and fear doing the most important ones that are really going to lead you to hitting your goals? Do you feel guilty about having more than others? Do you believe that somebody else has to lose in order for you to gain? You might even find yourself acting impulsively or not listening to your intuition. I don't know about you, but some people just don't want to work the long hours that success requires. People get comfortable where they are. Some don't even want the responsibility and accountability that comes with success.
What sort of things can cause feelings of unworthiness?
Look, this can be quite deep, to be honest with you, and I need to name it, but sometimes the causes can be very much steeped in our life experiences. We're so relationship-centric, and ideas that we've taken in from society and family, even our friends, can all lead to some of the thoughts and feelings around this. They may look like fears that people might be jealous of you, people might think that your responsibilities will increase, you'll have to work more, you'll be treated differently by others. Some have even instated messages that we're not good enough, we're not going to be able to achieve the things we want, that we don't have the skills, or that we're not even smart enough to hit high things in life.
What strategies would you recommend?
There's lots of strategies. Just a few of them are being positive. It sounds really simple, Caroline, but training yourself to think and act positively is really important. feel free to stay away from people who don't support you or your dream. Choose a positive attitude and choose daily gratitude over doubt. Mm. What's really interesting is that when you believe in yourself, others will too. I find also learning in terms of study what you don't know. Educate yourself. It's like turning on the light in the dark. Study famous and successful people. Don't waste time with gaming or TV or other addictions. Choose to dedicate yourself to what you know you need to learn and to do. Success is actually also a journey, Caroline, not just a destination. Focus on what you do have. Spend time with the people you love. Work hard and keep working towards your goal. Love and relish the process. One of the things I also recommend is commitment. Don't stop. Be tenacious. The best time to be alive is right now. There are limitless ideas, dreams, inventions and opportunities. If something doesn't work, try it another way. Be all invested. Lastly, I say to people, and this sounds a bit harsh, stop the excuses. Stop telling yourself, I can't. Stop telling yourself, I can't get started. Why can't you learn something new? At the end of the day, you're as worthy as anybody else. If you can't try, then try again. Don't allow your excuses to keep you from going out on a limb and seeking your life vision. Start believing.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you.
With the Dalai Lama in Australia, we are gearing up here at Talking Trading to master the mind with meditation and to take trading to a new level. What exactly is meditation and what are the benefits of this Eastern art form? Human beings think approximately 50,000 thoughts every day. How we use our minds and the thoughts that we think determines the altitude we reach in life. As traders, you're naturally ambitious, you're naturally visionary and independent, and you're seeking a life beyond the norm. You want more than just the average, and you know in your heart that you deserve it. To be a professional trader, we have to work on ourselves. The definition of a professional is someone who acts without emotion. And stability of mind and acting without negative emotion is the master key to unlock success and potential. So, how can you transform your mind to be the very best version of yourself? Jon Kabat-Zinn, a professor of medicine at the University of Massachusetts, brought the concept of mindfulness and meditation to the West. Last month, I went high into the hills of Bali's Ubud for a meditation retreat to reinvigorate my mind for the markets. Whatever form that looks like for you, whether it's in exercise or yoga or just sitting quietly, meditation is simply defined as the state of non-distraction. MRI scans conducted on Buddhist monks who had meditated for over 10,000 hours showed that the parts of the brain for happiness, joy, and contentment were much, much larger than in average people. And likewise, their centers for fear and anxiety and depression were much smaller. The biggest reason we've lost our inner mind in the West is because we can get scattered in 100 different directions. We're so busy with work and trading and family and friends and fitness, we are literally wild with doing. We speak a lot, we act a lot, we do a lot, but sometimes no one's at home. It's like the old proverb that says, we keep the elephant at home, but we're looking for its footprints in the forest. We're looking in the wrong direction. As monks say, we're outwardly looking, but not inwardly seeing. The French philosopher Pascal wrote that all of man's difficulties rise from his inability to sit quietly in a room by himself. The dramas in our minds, the stories we play and replay like soap operas, they sap our energy, distort our self-confidence, and hold us back from being who we really are. But those thoughts, they're not really us. They're simply the appearance of our mind. And just like the rays of the sun aren't really the sun. The monks say that the thoughts and emotions which batter our minds are simply illusory reflections like the moon on water. They're not our real selves. Likewise, Buddhists say that all suffering of human beings is the mind turned outwardly, lost in its own projection. But happiness is the mind turned inwardly, recognizing its true nature. When we meditate, in whatever form that looks like for you, neurotic thoughts and emotions fall away, and your real self, your real potential, is allowed to come forth. And like any great painter, writer, or musician, it's the practice which makes us better. There's a saying that our minds can be distracted like a dog. When you throw a stick to a dog, it catches it again and again and again, and our minds can be like that, replaying the same dramas, the same hurts, the same stories over and over. But a lion, a king of all the animals, doesn't chase the sticks. It doesn't bother. It just goes straight to the thrower. Just like when we sit in stillness or meditation, we go straight to the root of ourselves and our minds rest. As the Dalai Lama says, the wonderful thing about our minds is that they can be transformed. Whatever stories of past hurts, self-sabotage, personal attacks, losses in the markets, kicks to your self-esteem, they can all be transformed. As the poet John Milton said, you can make a heaven of hell or a hell of heaven. To rest in the natural peace of non-distraction is the greatest healer of anxieties, of all neurosis. It's the master key to unlocking your success and potential and dissolving any tangled emotions which hold you back from the success that is inside of you. Alan Furlong is the person behind The Flourishing Entrepreneur and the co-founder of The Business Renovators. He has shared the stage with the likes of Richard Branson, Tim Ferriss, and Randy Zuckerberg, Mark's sister and the head of marketing for Facebook. Alan helps clients achieve 6- and 7-figure sales days, and he himself achieved financial independence online in only 8 months. He is also a terrible Irish dancer, but don't let that influence your opinion of him. He recently came back from a business trip to New York, and this is what he had to say about traders and meditation. Hi, Alan.
How are you doing?
Great to have you on the show.
And you. So there is a chap whose name is escapes me, unfortunately, at the minute, but I will find it for you, who is really one of the gurus in that area. And so we'll have hedge fund managers, heads of department from the banks, or say, head of Forex, or head of trade and brokerage, etc. But some pretty heavyweight people come to an exclusive kind of online meeting with him about once a week, and it's real hardcore, heavy duty stuff. His preparation for that meeting is actually meditation, and in that meditation, what he's doing is clearing his brain. He's removing the normal worries that we would have, and because he's obviously reasonably expert at meditation, he describes that everything then is easy. So even though he deals with some really sophisticated questions and some pretty hardcore people, his ability to handle all of that is enhanced enormously. The clarity of his thinking is laser-like. And so the benefits of meditation now are not lost on the professions, particularly those professions where they'd be enormous. They're starting to understand, I guess because of the science that guys like Jon Kabat-Zinn and a whole bunch of neuroscientists have done about how the brain changes, how the neural networks start to change over time, and how the left frontal lobe, as that increases activity compared to the right, the difference in performance, the difference in clarity, the difference in thinking creatively, thinking through sophisticated problems. That's when some of these organizations, the big banks, have started taking this really, really seriously. So it is an extraordinary, I guess the science of human flourishing is extraordinary because it's, for me, it's an amalgamation of many things. is partly psychology, is partly sociology, is partly, you know, neuroscience, and it's partly exercise physiology and an interconnection of them all. But when I look at elite performers, particularly traders, particularly entrepreneurs, as soon as they start harnessing those different elements into a daily routine, you know, that that their performance, not only of themselves, but the people around them in their organization, starts to increase. Because, you know, it's that powerful.
Because in Australia, we're really good at exercise. And you talk to alpha males and they'll, you know, go for a jog or cycle or swim or do whatever. But you come to meditation and they go, oh, no way, too woo-woo.
Yeah, totally. And I think, so the way I actually spoke to a group of vets who are science-trained people, you know, deal with dogs and cats and horses and stuff. And so I showed them the science first. I showed them slides of what the brain looks like from an MRI before and after meditation. I explained the work of Jon Kabat-Zinn. I explained the benefits of meditation and the scientific studies that were done to verify. So the thing about the science of human flourishing is you can't produce anything on paper without knowing a team of other scientists are going to test that, peer review it. So what then comes down, what's handed down in various books and so on, has been peer reviewed and tested and works and really works. And so if I got a group of alpha males together, I would ask them certain questions. Would you like to be 30% better at selling? Would you like to be able to think creatively under pressure? Would you like to control your temper? You know, all of those things that often get in the way for all of us. And if the answer is yes, I'll say, okay, let me show you some science. Let me show you something extraordinary. And as soon as I use the word neuroscience, it gives people permission to believe maybe this is true and not just come from some Buddhist monk who's sitting in a mountain in the Himalayas who knows nothing about how tough our lives are.
Do you recommend all traders meditate?
Absolutely. I recommend every human being meditates. Jon Kabat-Zinn says we're called human beings. He said we should be called human doings because we're just doing and doing and doing and doing ourselves into an early grave. Being is that moment where we stop. We rest our bodies after a gym session. Why wouldn't we rest our minds after a hard day at work, or even better, every 90 to 120 minutes when we're at work?
Do you think it makes a man more powerful to meditate?
Without a shadow of a doubt. I think it makes us all more attractive, he said. No, it makes the any man or woman more powerful, because the one tool that we have in our toolkit that nobody knows its limitations is our brain. Mm. So, you know, we have, I believe, extraordinary untapped potential, all of us. What brain training does, if you want to use that term, rather than meditation, what brain training does is actually allow you to genuinely tap into this extraordinary resource and then watch what happens around you, not just for yourself, but in your interactions with other people, when you're selling, when you're under pressure in the middle of a trade, when you need to think with multiple inputs all at the same time. Watch what happens. And it's extraordinary. It really is extraordinary.
I know I keep going back to men because I just find that men are much more resistant to meditation, whereas women tend to do it much more easily and they don't poo-poo it. Can I ask you how much you meditate? Because you're an alpha male.
I'm an alpha male. Oh, that's very kind. Look, I am an ex-rugby playing guy. So, you know, I suppose I came from that that kind of culture of, you know, work hard, drink hard.
Dance hard.
Yeah, exactly. Dance really hard. I meditate minimum 30 minutes every morning.
Wow.
But honestly, people can get the benefit from just 10 minutes, you know, just 10 minutes. And if people want to know where to start, just go to YouTube, type in Jon Kabat-Zinn. So it's Kabat-Zinn, two different words there. And just put guided meditation, Jon Kabat-Zinn. You'll find a very simple 10 or 15 meditation. 15-minute meditation that you can follow. And now it's a really great and simple introduction, and it works. You just need to be consistent, all right? And what you're really doing is starting to change the physical makeup and the electronic makeup of the brain. Already, it's really powerful.
Alan Furlong, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. and the Dalai Lama tours Australia. Tune in next week to hear his ex-translator in a rare interview on meditation and its benefits for share traders. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to TalkingTrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.